Welcome to Gold Star Classroom, the podcast where our panelists go back to school. We'll grade them on their answers to a variety of general knowledge and trivia questions. They don't know what we're going to ask, and we don't know what they're going to say. The student with the highest grade at the end of the class will win the coveted classroom prize, the Golden Banana. I'm your host and headmaster, Professor Jerry Jaffe. Today's episode of Gold Star Classroom is being recorded at Toth's Place, your local watering hole in Mentor, Ohio. Let me introduce today's class. On my left is comedian Jimmy Mack.
Thank you, Jerry. I'm a little nervous.
Well, so you should be. This is a challenging classroom.
I was never good in school, so.
Well, I'll keep my eye on you. I'm here to help.
Thank you, Jerry.
The student on my right is the Director of Performing Arts at the Fine Arts Association in Willoughby, Ohio, and all-around man about town, James Mango.
I spent 10 years in college, most of them at state institutions, and I should be really prepared for this.
Welcome back from the institution. We're glad to have you in our classroom. And sitting directly across from me is Cleveland-based comedian who likes positive spins on absurd subjects, Will Kesseling.
Thank you, Jerry. I will be editing all of Wikipedia after I make every answer, so make sure to check.
So Wikipedia will match your answers after the show.
Yes.
Excellent.
At least 30 seconds.
At least you have a plan. All right, well, during today's class, I'm going to be asking you general knowledge and trivia questions from all across history, science, and human knowledge. And I will be grading your answers. And at the end of the class, the student with the best grade will win the coveted classroom prize, the Golden Banana.
That's not a euphemism for something else.
No, it's actually a golden banana.
It is literally a golden banana.
Just checking.
That meant something else when I was in high school.
Well, that was a different sort of prize for a different sort of classwork. But here we only reward academic intellectual pursuits.
I'm screwed.
So let's challenge your academic intellectual capabilities by taking a tour of history.
All right.
You've all heard the expression, the seven wonders of the ancient world.
Yeah.
But where does that expression come from? Do you know the source?
The ancient world had seven wonders.
The ancient world had many wonders.
Yes.
So you're on the right track, James. Will.
There was a Greek king, I think his name was Testosticles, and he had imported women from seven of the other kingdoms that he hadn't, because he hadn't had them, and he wondered what they were like, and that's the seven.
He had heard that there was a well-hung garden, and so therefore, he brought these women, they would experience the well-hung garden.
Jimmy, what do you think of your classmates' answers so far?
Well, I feel like they know a little bit more about the seven wonders of the world than I do.
I doubt that very much based on their answer so far.
I feel like I'm lacking general knowledge of the seven wonders of the world.
Can I answer again?
Yes.
Okay, there's Stevie Wonder, the Wonder Years, Wonder Woman.
Now, those are the seven wonders of the modern world.
Oh.
And like the list mania of our current culture, there was a kind of list mania in the ancient Greek culture. And so various writers would try to assemble the places you should visit, almost like a bucket list. And there was one Greek, the name Antipater of Sidon, who published in his writings what has become treated as the definitive Seven Wonders. You've alluded to a couple of them. Do you know any of them?
The Statue of Rhodes.
The Colossus of Rhodes is one of them. That's a point for you.
Rocky Road?
There's no ice cream involved whatsoever.
Well, I do know that you were talking about Greek. So the Seven Wonders of the World came from Greece. And I know that Greek and Euros and gyros kind of like go together. I would say one of the wonders of the world is probably cucumber sauce, because I'm not sure what that is.
Well, I don't think it can be a wonder because technically nobody knows the secret.
So everybody wonders.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah,
so I'm fairly certain, about 95% certain, that cucumber sauce is one of the seven wonders.
I like where you're going, Jimmy, although not all the seven wonders are from Greece.
Oh, well.
Some of them predate Greece.
Hanging Gardens of Babylon?
We have a winner.
I was the one that...
Hey. I'm gonna. Yeah.
Well.
I think he mentioned it earlier, didn't he?
Yeah.
Are you talking about the strip club by the lot?
No, I was just talking about well-hung gardens.
Yes, James Mango did make a clever allusion to the Hanging Gardens of Babylon, which is worth 10 points.
Oh.
But Will gets 20 points for stealing his answer.
Oh, you can steal?
Yes, sure, why not?
Duh,
I see the rules. I see everything that happens in this class.
Nice.
That's one. Can you name any of the other six?
I believe that the pyramids of Egypt were one of those as well.
The pyramids of Egypt are one of them, and you are correct.
Library of Alexandria.
Whoa! For a trailer park kid, you're not bad.
No, he's bad. Because that answer is incorrect.
I believe the free stamp in downtown Cleveland is one of the seven wonders.
The free stamp is not even one of the seven wonders of Cleveland.
The
pyramids, specifically the pyramid at Giza,
is also...
There's an interesting and important fact about that, which distinguishes it from the other six wonders of the ancient world.
It's bigger?
I can't be certain if it's bigger.
It's built with Legos.
It is built with very huge Lego-like cubes.
According to Despicable Me, it was stolen and replaced with a big balloon?
No, but the fact that it could be stolen alludes to what makes it different from the other six.
Doesn't have any mortar?
I believe it has some sealing agent, although I'm not prepared to say exactly what it is.
Yeah, and pestle.
Of the seven wonders of the ancient world, it is the only one that still stands today.
Okay, so now we know it's not the free stamp.
What about the $7,000 pyramid?
I don't know. No one's ever won that.
Probably not the right amount.
Yeah, probably not.
The Hanging Gardens of Babylon is one that people often note. The other five, Colossus of Rhodes. So we do have three of the seven listed.
Was not the labyrinth on Minos, the Minotaur thing, one of those? Wasn't the...
No, I like the classical reference, so I'll give you a point.
One point for knowing that there's a Minotaur on the island of Minos, and that was pretty impressive. That's all I get.
Every 12-year-old boy who's ever had a Greek mythology fetish knows that.
Which is about six. It's about six boys that had a Greek mythology fetish at this point.
But three of them are studying at this classroom right now.
That's right.
I'm not saying who isn't, but three of us are. Rather than the library at Alexandria, it was the lighthouse of Alexandria.
Oh, lighthouse pools and spas.
Yeah.
That's right.
My friend Chase works there.
There was a
How did you do that? What's he do there?
I think he sells pools and spas.
At Lighthouse?
At Lighthouse.
Oh, okay.
It's a big season for them. Yeah. They're pretty busy.
So
right
he may
now.
Be qualified to sell pools at Lighthouse. He's not qualified to be in the Gold Star classroom. Only top students are allowed to set these tests.
Obviously.
I think that he smokes a lot of pot, so it's probably a good thing.
Mausoleum, Statue of Zeus, and the Temple of Artemis.
The Temple of Artemis.
Correct.
Oh, good job.
Stuck that one
in. Come
in,
Jimmy Mack.
Came to me. That's worth a gold star.
That's what I thought.
There you go. Our first gold star has been handed out.
I was trying to think of the other ones before I said that one because I knew that one.
Yes.
That was the gimme.
Now, Allah.
What was it again?
What's that?
Allah, our pop culture's fetishizing of lists. In our modern world, there's all kinds of lists of seven wonders. Seven wonders of the modern world, architectural world, engineering world. Yes, James Mango, even that. The American Society of Civil Engineers in 2010 compiled a list, the seven wonders of the modern world, architectural engineering accomplishments. Any guesses on what?
There's the
Great Wall of China.
Not the Great Wall of China, though people
not
often guess.
The one
guess,
in Virginia, the Great Wall of the China. It's pink.
I've been at that bed and breakfast. Ethel is lovely.
The Gold Star classroom does not condone jokes about incest. I'm sorry.
Oh. There's a big ass building in Dubai. I know that much. There's a really, really, really... Well, there's like a whole bunch, but
the
like...
The tallest one in the world.
Yeah, right? I think the tallest building
that's
in the world is...
Tower.
It's that one.
Right.
Yeah, thank you.
That is not on this list,
Where'd you get your list from?
Yeah, I mean, it's
the tallest
American building in the world.
Society of Civil Engineers is where I got
my list. Oh, they're only civil. It sounds like they're European, Euro-friendly.
Yeah. It's not
so
Wikipedia.
Probably like, I don't know, the Eiffel Tower. That's probably impressive.
Not impressive enough.
Modern Sears Tower?
Nope, not the Sears Tower.
Okay, so the
Talbot's nothing in
Tower.
America there really are, should be qualified.
There are a couple in America on this list.
Really?
The Hoover Dam?
The Hoover Dam would be a good guess.
The Hoover Dam is a good guess, but no.
Son of a man, you're an idiot.
I know.
There's one on the East Coast and one on the West Coast.
Oh.
Beaches?
That was a great movie.
That was
it
a terrible movie. You lose 5 points for bringing up that movie, and you lose 10 points for endorsing it.
Man.
Wait, he brought it up,
but I lose more points?
One on the East Coast and one on the West Coast.
Yes.
You think of the West Coast one, I'll think of the East Coast one.
Then we'll meet in the middle. No.
They don't have them here.
No Sonics.
They do have Sonics here. There's one in Mayfield.
And there's one Canadian
it's
one.
Right on Mayfield Road.
That's right. Yeah.
So you could call that the North Coast.
What did we talk about?
There's a Canadian one as well on this list.
Canadian? There's nothing impressive in Canada.
The world's tallest freestanding structure is in Canada. And yes, there is a bridge on this list.
Is it a frozen erection?
San Francisco, the Bay Bridge in San Francisco.
The, what's it called?
Golden Gate Bridge.
Oh! Total finish.
Oh, Will is such an idiot.
I was going to say, the Golden Grams Bridge.
Let's only go with milk.
Favorite cereal as a kid, go.
Wait, so if that's the east, what's the west? The Brooklyn Bridge?
Cinnamon
the
Toast
Golden
Crunch.
Gate Bridge is on the west coast.
The east coast one would then probably be...
Florida Keys.
The Empire State Building? Correct.
Empire Strikes Back Building.
With or without... King Kong.
You.
With King Kong.
With or without you.
You only had to guess 14 things, and you managed to guess about four of them.
That's well, so, you know what? We're not out of time yet. I think we all need
We are, in fact, out of time discussing engineering wonders of the world.
Damn, that was my strong suit, too.
And I'm sorry to say that as a class, you are letting down the side. I don't know three different ways to say the letter F. So we will have to divide
in
them
In my
up.
Defense, I asked for Legos and got city blocks as a kid.
Jimmy.
Will this be graded on a curve?
I got an erection set instead of an erector set. It was really awkward.
His will be, apparently, yes, curving to the left.
Okay.
Are you left-handed?
No, that's just the way it bends.
Oh, interesting.
Oh, so you're not.
Have you ever received...
Probably.
A letter...
About getting a hand job in Taiwan. No.
No. But was that letter signed with X's?
Yes, I have.
You have received a letter signed in X's.
Straight X's or XO's?
Just
XOXOXO, yes.
Yes, either.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, XOXOXO, yes.
XOXOXO.
Girlfriend in high school. All the time. Every seventh period.
I don't think they got a period.
Myriad.
Problems with that.
Brought to you by Man Ponds.
Well, as it happens, when you say XOXO, the X's in that expression, hugs and kisses is the usual interpretation, they actually have separate origins. So even though they are used together now,
oh,
the
I know
fact
this.
That X's are answer. Used for kisses and O's are used for hugs are two different reasons.
The X is the cat's butt closed, and the O is when it's open to receive. So it's saying, yes, I love you. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
I'm going to have to give you minus 10 points for a misunderstanding of gross anatomy. Emphasis on gross.
What are you doing with those 10 points? Can I have some of them?
We'll put them in the pot.
Okay.
For if you land on free parking later.
If I go far enough negative, do I come around positive again?
That's only if we grade on a curve.
That's why it's so part of the world.
So, what I'm more interested in the X's than the O's.
The hugs.
Yes, the forget the hugs.
Kisses.
Who wants a hug?
We're going for the kisses.
Okay.
What
Hey.
It's not appropriate for teachers to fraternize with their students.
That's
but
right.
if you guys would but like I, to kiss hey, at I any time, feel free.
I won't tell if you won't tell.
That's what they always say. Answer this question.
Okay.
What is the origin and meaning of the X's in XOXO?
Well, it's very simple, obviously. X's are a kiss. You would rather a kiss than an O. And I'm pretty certain that it relates back to tic-tac-toe. And X's win more times than not. And which is why the X is more favorable. So that's why they're like, hey, should it be X to hug?
What's interesting about your answer is, although it is wrong, It is one of the most common wrong answers to this question.
I'm pretty sure...
A lot of people think that the XOs in the hugs and kisses is related to the XOs in tic-tac-toe.
I think it's because the lines of the lips cross when you...
So it's like a visual representation of a
kiss. It's a visual representation of... Or a cat's butt. I mean, right. As Will said earlier, it does kind of look like a pursed cat's butt. And that's why we...
We will get to biology in a moment, but you clearly need a lesson in biology. But no, the answer is much more historical, as in thousands of years ago, people started signing letters with X's.
People were sending Hallmark cards thousands of years ago?
No, Hallmark stole it.
Oh.
They did not invent it.
Can we not talk about Hallmark? Because I have a lot of friends that work at American Greetings, and I'd really like to support them.
Okay, that's fine.
Sure, they're a fine American company, although they did steal this from thousands of years ago.
Absolutely.
So is it from the writing? So was it some sort of writing, like the X thing, and Roman number?
Maybe a hieroglyph.
Now you're getting somewhere.
A hieroglyph, right, if you will.
Not a hieroglyph, a Christogram.
That's what I meant. When he said hieroglyph, I meant Christogram.
A Christogram.
Yeah. When I said tic-tac-toe.
Yeah. Or the word.
Is a what?
I'm playing John Edwards right now.
Okay. Well, you'll lose a lot of points for playing John Edwards.
It's a Christogram.
That's bad for your grade. Yes.
I think they make that a lot in Utah now.
Is it like an ideogram?
Christogram?
It is.
Yeah.
It is a visual representation of letters used to depict the name of Jesus. And in ancient Greek writing, the name of Jesus is Chi, and that is an X shape.
Okay.
And so that X shape was adopted as a way to represent Jesus.
I just need to point out that I think this entire thing is set up to make us look stupid.
So it's Jesus, oh, Jesus, oh, Jesus, oh. Oh my God, it makes so much sense now.
That's right.
Oh.
It may be something like that, because also one of the disciples, St. Andrew, who was also crucified, is associated with the cross. It was actually associated with the cross probably before Jesus was in terms of symbology.
It's one of those
things.
The
X also alludes to St. Andrew.
It's one of those things when you hear the answer, it's just like, how did I not know
yes.
that?
Yes. How did you not know that?
Yeah. It's just one of those things.
Maybe it's because
going to church for all those weddings hasn't paid off.
No. It hasn't added to your general knowledge in any way that's going to help you win the golden banana.
I was an altar boy.
I'm sorry.
Moving on.
I was also a Boy Scout, and I was never touched inappropriately by anybody.
Oh, man.
I felt ripped off.
I think you're pretty.
Thanks. I did say you could kiss at any time. If
he's
you
on
felt
the other side of the table.
Yes.
Exactly.
He's not worth a cross-table kiss.
No, not even.
Not at all.
No, XXXX.
So, Jesus.
Have you ever seen in a movie, TV show, or any stupid thing like that, an illiterate character sign their name with an X?
Yeah.
Like you're familiar with the convention?
Yeah.
Yes.
Like on the contracts and stuff? Yes. So they just put an X.
Well, indeed, people used to do that also. That's a real thing. In the medieval times, like 1,000 years ago when there was low literacy amongst the common people, if they had to sign an important document, an X was considered an acceptable substitute for your signature because of its religious connotation.
Jesus.
Correct.
Then how does that... I had always heard that that was one of the things that Malcolm X actually had done. With the symbolic of the X was that he was every man.
Okay. I also heard that Exhibit did the same thing.
I also heard Whitney Houston did it, but she was every woman.
Right.
But she was on crack.
And Prince turned himself into a symbol.
But then he came back.
That's a Prince-o-gram.
Because Christogram.
See?
That may have been the worst joke so far.
You're
Jimmy
listening.
Can be taught. Jimmy can be taught.
And the punishment will continue.
This is also related to one more thing I wanted to make sure got mentioned.
I was hoping
else
you
has
bring
brought
this
it
up.
Well, I mean, Jimmy's been waiting for this. Mm-hmm. The phrase sealed with a kiss is also related to this whole tradition. Nowadays, it's either dopey pop lyrics or just teenager romance kissing a letter when you send it. It's supposed to be a romantic gesture. But back in the day, meaning hundreds of years ago, kissing a letter was like you put X's, which meant Jesus or St. Andrew. Then kissing it was like a religious promise, like swearing on a Bible.
Or like making out with Jesus.
Or like making out with Jesus, which is always holy.
Right.
In any form.
Absolutely.
Well, so was he there at the end.
Yes, exactly. Well, you're the Catholic at the table, so we'll have to take your word for that part of it.
I'm Reformed.
Okay.
I'm a Catholic as well.
But you're Irish, right?
Right.
Yeah, so you just drink the wine.
That's right. Yeah. Absolutely.
Gold Star Classroom does not endorse social stereotypes of Irish, Catholics, or other...
I'm okay with it. Yes. Okay with it. It's not a stereotype, but it's exactly true.
Statistic, really.
But we do endorse drinking.
If it weren't for booze, the Irish would be ruling the world.
Right.
Yeah.
One other piece of trivia about X's and O's is that during World War II, British and American officers forbade soldiers from signing their letters with X's and O's for fear that the Germans would think it was coded messages.
Wouldn't they appreciate that it was confusing?
That's what one would think, but apparently they didn't want to have the chance of some communications being intercepted.
So they had to bring in the American Indians to really screw things up.
Well, that's the American Navajos won World War II for the Allies. Yeah. However, I haven't prepared a lesson plan about that, so I'm not prepared to go any further.
Lucky for you, Jerry, I have. So
I would like know to take their title actually ends in the phrase ho.
Also a common Chinese name, although I'm sure there's no correlation.
I'll go down easy.
After this discussion of history and origin of words and customs, it's still a pretty dismal grading book I'm looking at right now.
You can tell him I'm winning, Jerry. It's fine. They'll be okay.
Jimmy Mack is winning with a score of 50, which is the highest F in the class currently.
Hey.
However, you take what you can get.
I do like Will's spunk, and that could earn you a lot of extra points by the end.
Don't interpret that any other way.
Not too many people like Will's spunk, Jerry.
It's making me bitter.
Well, nobody else has graded it.
Usually I eat Skittles.
A well-worn topic in comedy and in literature is the common misabuse and misuse of the word irony. Without dragging the poor and much-abused Alanis Morissette into the conversation, how would you define the word irony?
Well, obviously it's those things that come out of elephants'
tusks
that people hunt. The irony hunters.
Ebony and irony.
Yes, yeah. Ebony
That's
and irony.
That's a great song.
It is, you know. Except I heard that, isn't it ironic? Isn't it ironic that Michael Jackson actually used the money from that song, Ebony and Ivany?
Irony.
Irony.
Ebony and irony.
Yeah, to buy the rights to the Beatles song.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
There was a tremendous bidding war to buy them.
Yeah.
So... what was the question again?
What
is irony to you?
What? Yes. Can you define the word irony properly?
Oh, that's
can
right.
Can you
I
use it properly?
Is it ironic that a comic can't define irony?
Is it ironic that at a comedy show I attended tonight, I heard at least five comedians use the word irony in their set?
Maybe twice right.
Maybe. So possibly a 40% hit right.
Irony? Right? Ironic? Any version of the word?
Yes. There are many versions of the word ironic, in fact.
Don't you think?
Just a little bit.
Isn't it ironic?
She doesn't call me back.
There's nothing ironic about her not returning your calls, I assure you.
She has my kid.
It's like Ray Iain on your wedding day, right?
It's in fact nothing
not that
like
it has
that
nothing to do
whatsoever.
With ironic at all.
Is really? Alanis Morissette close?
No.
Okay.
No.
There are two ways in which Alanis Morissette is close.
Okay. Let's
the
hear
first one. Is that it may be considered ironic that a woman or an artist has written a song called Ironic who clearly does not understand what the word irony means.
Okay.
So that's ironic, potentially. But I will, to be being possibly the first person in history to cut her a little slack on the song, which is that in everyday conversation, people often use the word ironic incorrectly. So in a way, her song might be okay for general consumption, but people who know what the word ironic mean quickly identify that there's nothing, no correct examples of the word ironic.
I'm pretty sure ironic is that name of that car that everybody wanted in the 80s, right? There's the convertible T-Bird and then the ironic.
You're not helping right now, Will. You're not helping. Minus 5 points for most obscure reference so far.
I was going to give him minus 5, too, so you can give those to me if you want.
Hey, I'm just going to go home and play with my light bright. So.
That would be ironic. Be the brightest idea
the
you had yet.
The word irony also comes from an ancient Greek word, and that ancient Greek word meant something like lying or dissembling or willfully using words incorrectly.
So
is it coincidence that you said willfully using words?
I don't know. That's up to Will. Although I will say people often misuse the word irony as if it meant coincident. And in fact, that is incorrect use of the word irony.
Irony.
What does irony mean?
Does it have anything to do with reverse psychology?
It could, actually. I'll give you...
I'll take those 5 points now.
There you go. Jimmy got those 5 points he's been looking for. The word irony is often related to words that are related to irony, such as sarcasm and puns. So what does sarcasm, puns, and irony all have in common?
All don't know.
Three words that you don't know what they mean instead of one.
No. I think what it's
James
really
is organizing his thoughts.
What it really boils down to is getting the wrinkles out. Because if you have an idea and you want to represent that idea clearly, what you do is you start by putting something out there that is so obviously not it, and you reference that and you go at those wrinkles and you flatten it out by pointing out exactly how inappropriate it is, what you end with the conclusion of is going, oh, that's not that at all. That would be ironic. That's why we all plug ourselves in to large, heavy objects which make steam come out of their butts.
Alanis Morissette's head just exploded.
Wasn't sure if that was the right answer, but I was like, you should go into politics.
I did do the thumb gesture. You missed the thumb gesture.
Before the end of today, that answer will be auto-tuned by somebody. That's definitely. Here is a well-known example of irony from the movie Star Wars.
Ooh.
In the first film, Obi-Wan Kenobi tells Luke that Darth Vader destroyed his father. But in the second movie, spoiler alert, we discover that Darth Vader is his father.
Whoa.
Wait a second. You know what?
Just came out.
Darth Vader destroyed Luke's mother.
Well, that's how it...
Luke.
Also true. However,
that's how they get the Sarlacc pit.
That's not what Obi-Wan Kenobi says. So the meaning of the words change by the context. So irony is the use of words in other than their obvious meaning.
Oh. So like when you're talking about like a shirt that has wrinkles, then, right, and when you find out that it's a concept which doesn't really represent. Because
like when you say, oh, my shirt's got so many wrinkles on it, and it has 100 words that say wrinkles, but no actual wrinkles. Am I right?
I don't think that that's
if
what
I were
missed,
right. If I were to say to Jimmy Mack, you're right, however, we know he's not right,
that would be ironic. That would be very ironic.
But it's obvious that I'm not right.
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 So that's sarcasm.
Exactly.
Which is close, apparently.
Yes. Sarcasm.
As he said before.
I like to answer with an example is what I was doing there.
I think people trying to...
I was answering with an example of irony.
Well, your example is worth another gold star.
Wait!
Jimmy Mack now has two
gold
stars.
You might as well just be
stars.
Blowing him under the table.
Yeah, well, we never know.
Let's cover one more aspect, and this is from the world of film, theater, and storytelling.
Can I ask you this, Jerry, before we cover that? What are the rules in your classroom as far as bathroom breaks? Do we have to go in our pants, or are
I
can hold it.
If you can hold it for 10 more minutes,
yeah,
we'll
I'm
be done.
Up. I can. Yes,
okay.
I can.
Yes. Thanks for asking, though. That is worth another gold star.
What
three
for
he
good
three. For almost pissing his pants. He gets he
for
gets
good classroom citizenship.
That's right.
What is dramatic irony? As in plays, drama, theater, movies.
I have a feeling that if we reference Romeo and Juliet, it's somewhere in that play. Somewhere.
Shakespeare.
You know what? We
is
should talk about Hamlet.
Well
Hamlet.
Known for his use of
I
irony.
Always prefer Hamlet.
Possibly one of the things that makes him most famous as a dramatist.
Would it be when he did the thing where Romeo X'd Juliet and Juliet X'd Romeo and they both died?
Oh, way to come bring that
back. With the X's?
The death scene in Romeo and Juliet is an example of dramatic irony.
Are you running out of those gold stars?
But isn't it like more appropriate that Leonardo DiCaprio played that role and actually didn't die?
Is that more ironic?
It is kind of ironic.
He's Leonardo DiCaprio. He never dies in movies, yes, except for Titanic.
Titanic thing, yeah.
But that chick, like,
it was sexist, like, for him to let him go like that.
Yeah, I know.
There was plenty of room on that thing. Yes. Did you ever really look at the space on
like,
that?
It was like a double door.
She's like, it's me and this diamond.
What is he like imagining what she's going to be like, you know, after she eats its corpse and how big her hips are?
There are also examples of dramatic irony in the film Titanic. But to use Jimmy Mack's example from Romeo and Juliet, when Romeo shows
I was talking
up,
about Gnomeo and Juliet.
When the big thing collapsed at the end because he had the big lawnmower and they like and Elton John was singing in the background.
Yes. So dramatic.
What is this Romeo and Juliet?
Dramatic irony is when the audience knows more about what's going on than the characters do.
And so, much like your classroom right
Correct.
Now. Correct. Yeah. Okay.
I thought you were saying Germanic.
Germanic irony means that everyone's just more bitter about it.
Yes. That's any play written by Schilling. That, if you want Germanic irony. Well, it's probably nothing ironic about the fact that we have come to the end of another Gold Star Classroom.
All right.
So it is time for me to finalize the grades, review my grade book, do some calculations. I know I'm not dealing with very large numbers or complex math right now. But
low
I would
score,
like
golf,
I prefer
right?
my grades to be in a form of a tessellation, please.
Well,
can you please do a chrysalis or whatever the hell that thing was you said?
Christics.
Crystograms.
Those things are delicious.
Yeah.
Crystograms are one of my favorite breakfast cereals.
Like right before they turn into a butterfly again, you get them just nice and soft.
There you go.
Yeah.
But I would like to give every student a chance to improve their grade. So this is the extra credit round. I will go around the class, and you will each have an opportunity to bring up any point that you think will help your the math going into your grade. Will, you look eager to start.
Oh,
wow.
So I have 0 stars, right?
I'm
the only one with stars.
Like, but that doesn't guarantee what your grade is mathematically.
Exactly. Okay, but
that's like a separate mini prize.
Oh, I like mini games.
Yes, exactly. So I knew that's why I knew you'd relate to that analogy.
What exactly am I saying?
Anything you want that you think will help improve your grade.
Well, it can't be about cat butts.
No.
That's not going to improve your
grade. In fact, -1. -1.
It's a great visual.
If you ever see cat butt graffiti, that's
-1. Okay. if I see that graffiti, I will add a -1 next to it. James Mango.
Wow, that's all he gave you?
Can
I went to art school. I can make a picture, but we're on radio. That's all I do is art.
We'll post it for our listeners.
Thanks. It's a world share. Something.
I think that we needed more time, really, with the wonders of the modern world. I think we could have really made that work for you.
I think
I got a question for the professor. So you had a list. So can you name all the Khan brothers? I'll give you one. Genghis Khan. Who's the other ones?
Wrath of Khan.
Genghis Khan.
Pro and
Con Air.
Con Air, Pro and Con, Shocker Con.
The Con Brothers. They make great movies. Absolutely. They're really fun.
Of course.
Top Con.
Students often try to hijack the class by trying to ask the teacher questions that they may not know the answer to. So, shut up. Now.
Which the H he really brought out, the fact his Jewish heritage. Did you guys feel the cultural slap down he just gave us there?
Yeah.
That was hardcore.
I'm scared.
Jimmy Mack, any last-ditch efforts to improve your grade?
Well, I just witnessed the two worst attempts to improve a grade ever. So I feel like just by opening my mouth right now, I am just ruining any chance I have to win this competition. And I'm looking forward to being the star student here. So, no, I'm good.
Okay.
I'm good. I'm fine with an F.
For your astute observation, Jimmy Mack, you get another gold star.
My God.
However, you misjudged the potency of James Mango's last-ditch effort as he pulls ahead with 61 and wins the coveted classroom prize, the Golden Banana.
Dun,
congratulations,
dun, dun,
Mr. Mango.
Thank you.
I'm going to gym class.
I was going to try to make some type of reference to the fact that the banana is actually ribbed for her pleasure.
Fortunately, you decided against that at the last moment, against your better judgment to make that comment.
Yes,
All right. Well, I want to thank my students and for coming to class today and for another episode of Gold Star Classroom.
Woo!
Thank you.
All right, thanks.
Chiquita.
Banana.
That's weird. How do we know that together?
I don't know what you mean.
Gold Star Classroom is written and produced by Jerry Jaffe. Our producer and engineer is Stephen Gutierrez. Original music composed and produced by Jeff Gettert. Mr. Gettert is also our assistant producer. All commentary and opinions expressed by guests of Gold Star Classroom are meant for entertainment purposes only. For Gold Star Classroom, I'm Jerry Jaffe.